on page 32 in the handout. The Mishnah in Rabbi Zvi Demila. Two Mishnahs in the Gemara. You have the Mishnah on Pevov, and the same Mishnah, you don't have that, I think. If you do, we have the Mishnah on page 32, the Mishnah in Rabbi Zvi Demila about Machitza and Asat Kotom B'Yom HaShlishi. Really, adds to the discussion concerning Mitzitza B'Peh, where there is a general emotional traditional attitude that we don't like to change Minhogi Yisrael. Not a bad attitude, because you never know when to stop. Here you're dealing with the Din D'oraisa, a Chil Shabbos. Are you allowed to warm, meaning to heat water on Yom Shlishi, the Miloso, for health reasons, for medical reasons? The Mishnah, in two places, greater tradition you don't need. The Mishnah is on Pevov, and the Mishnah here that you have. There on page 32 from Rabbi Zvi Demila. That's in what is it? Okay. Both have the same lashon, machitza and asatino b'mashlishi, holy is b'Shabbos, right? The Shulchan Aruch, which you don't have, I don't think, I couldn't find it, right? But the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchot Shabbos, not Hilchot Mila, Shin Lamed Aleph, Halacha Tes, you should have that in your notes. Bizman Chachmi HaGemora, Im Lo Yerochetzin Es HaBlad L'Pnei HaMila Olach HaMila, U B'Yom Shlishi Li Mila, B'Mayim Chamim Hainu Brian Chaiman, Hoyo Mesukon, Litikach, Iskako Lichtov, Bishpoto, Kscholios, Bishabbos. Vioidna, No Nogu, Berchitza Klal, Vidino Lichos, Bishabbos, meaning also to wash him on Shabbos, right? Kidin, Rechitza, Skolodom, which means that you want to wash him with cold water, you can have a heter for that. Kol Gufu is a Shaila. There, what happened to tradition? I mention this only because several people came over and said, but if there's really no real danger in Mitzitza B'Peh, it's only a small percentage of people that get into trouble. So the idea that you'd quote, that you have to defend tradition, it's a kind of a secular view. I don't know what exactly that means. Halacha is halacha. Halacha says simply, there were two Mishnayos that said that because of Pekuach Nefesh, you must wash the baby with hot water on Shabbos, even if it means heating the water on Shabbos. Comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, we don't do that. It's a plain, simple ocean. Bizman Chachmi HaGemara, they did that. Vo'idne lo nogu. I mean, what's Shaykh lo nogu? He didn't even Pekuach Nefesh. Both Mishnayos claimed it was Pekuach Nefesh, you had to do it. So you see, Nishtana HaTeva, properly interpreted, is Nishtana Yediyas HaTeva. Teva doesn't change. Same Teva all the time. And Teva is also a Tzivu Hashem. All natural law have the same weight as Halacha. Because Bohu won't change natural law. So Shina HaTeva means Shina Yediyas HaTeva. And when Yediyas HaTeva changes, then the Halacha follows suit. Okay. Here, give me back mine at least. Okay, this is the Rav Poalim that I mentioned last time. Whether you're going to distribute that also, put it back where I belong. Okay. They came up with this device. What are the halachic issues here? Okay, let's hear, people. What issues are involved here? No, took a quick look. There's no big toilet here. Actually, this device was similar devices available. I know at least 50 years ago, it was commonly used down south. Where I guess surgical circumcision wasn't easy to find, not too many surgeons lived there, so they had stuff done by nurses and so on, and it was nothing more than a bell similar to the Gamko that I demonstrated to you. A Gamko bell, a plastic bell, went over the gid, underneath the ola, yeah, and then they tied a rope, a piece of suture, held it tight, and strangulated the ola. Within a few hours, the blood supply is cut off, the ola dies, and then it takes a little while before it falls off. Here, this one is an invention from Eretz Yisrael. But this was done for AIDS prevention. From AIDS prevention. Africa suffers greatly from AIDS. And the latest statistics show that more than 60% of the people exposed to AIDS, if they were circumcised, did not catch it. I mentioned that in passing, the absence of the ola makes it difficult for the virus to get in. The immunology aspect is very intriguing. There are actually glands in the olor that carry the message to the body, which wakes up the AIDS virus, right, to attack the immune system. So tell me, what's the key halachic issue here? No. You're a nice fellow. You, Eretz Yisrael likes to show off that even though everybody hates us, we love everybody. So we send people. We send people to Africa to do mila, to save them from AIDS. No, there's your. What's the shaila? Sorry. I can't hear you, I'm sorry.
You can't be malagoy for refua.
Can you malagoy? Can a goy mal you? That will cover in a minute. That's easy. Is it mutter also to circumcise a goy? The Gemara, I think you have the Gemara in the Zohar. The refua, I think we'll pick it up. Let me get, we can pick it up in the Rambam too. Let's see. Look at your page 6. Let me tell you how significant the shaila this is. I think it's on your page 6. Yeah. Okay. Look at the Ramah on page, the last Ramah on the page. And Halacha Ches. Also, Lomul Goy Shalom L'Shem Gerus Afila B'chol. Not to do with Shabbos. Has to do with an Isur to B'mala Goy. Those of you who, Yitzchem, will choose to be in Rabbonus, you have to know that this is a real, real problem. The problem is that you walk into a community where the genealogy of the child is always under question. The mother underwent gelus by some reform rabbi, or didn't undergo gelus at all. Can you participate in a mila? The husband is the president of Yeshua. That's how it usually goes. Real shaila halacha lamaisa. Vadai is also. What's more now is that it's quite customary for goyim to ask a moel to do the circumcision. It started off with some, whether true or not, it may be something that makes the rounds, and someone makes it up, and when the second guy comes back to him, he confirms it. That makes it confirmatory already. That the princes of the royal house, they all use the moel for their circumcision in England. Yeah. How does a moel become a moel? That's the biggest problem. Right now, any one who becomes a moel with proper instruction usually does so in Eretz Yisrael. In America, clinical material is not available. Who's going to let you be the first one? Who's going to offer his child for you to have him as your first meal? Not unless it's your wife. And you give birth, and you make your own meal. Fine. Otherwise, how do you get clinical material? Where do you get experience? That's just all they do. Yes. What's the name? Is Moshe Weisberg? Does I think most of the training of all nowadays. They are very, very competent moral. His father. Zatzal was one of the first to to offer American Moal and offer them training. My son-in-law, my grandson in Palo Alto, is the Rosh Kollel in Palo Alto. Abi Leibowitz this summer became a Moal and was given 38 milis before he came back to America in an 8-week period. How is that possible? Because this Moal, the Moshe, the Moal is so popular, all the Arabs use him. And he has material. They trust him, he's very meticulous, very careful. I'm sure he must tell them that it's a Moal in training, so on, but they don't object to it. Now in America, the first thing they do after Mila is, before they bandage a baby, they call the lawyer. So nobody wants to start up in America. Yeah. But can you be Moal an Arab? Big, big shaila. It's got to do with one which won't get into, I don't think it belongs here. We'll discuss it in Gehus, in the B'nai Keturah, or what happened with Haman's children, who somehow were, as a medrash, a Gemara, that they were members of Sanhedrin. How did that happen? Anyway, so that's the shaila. Can you be Moal a goy? In America, it's quite common for a Moal to add to his income by being Moal a goy. I checked that out last night. I spoke to two Moalim. Yeah, of course. Because the Gemara says that l'refuah b'schar es mutar. There are two separate halachas. We have that one. And we'll pick it up in the Pisri Tshuva or the Shach. First the Shach. Also Lomo Goy. You have it on your page 6. Also Lomo Goy. Comes the Shach and says, "Luchura mashma that the mishum isur mila ba'akum nogubo." Right? Hain kosa v'tel azov the hedi atam. Right? Let's go. The kivon dein kavanoso legaya. Lomo nasir cherposo mimenu. Ulachsimo bechosam b'ris kodesh. Is aboli efshalom akein. I think you have that gemara, avodah zarah. B'sugi devoridu l'malin, tona rabbanon yischol Moal akum l'shum ger, lafuki l'shum muna delo. Muna is for medical reasons. The osol l'raposo bechinam. Nothing to do with Mila itself. Fall under the broad category of Lo Sechonim. Right? We don't give them Matnas Chinam. It's become a major political issue in Eretz Yisrael today. If you remember, not so long ago, a few weeks ago, there was this Michtav Rabbonim, a letter that went out asking the people not to sell apartments to Arabs in the Shtochim. And they were attacked by everybody, including some American Rabbonim who Chlil Vachas, afraid will be accused of discriminatory practices against the Arabs. No one had enough seichel to put into the paper. We have not discriminated against Arabs, we discriminate against murderers. I don't want a murderer living next to me. And just a Kodesh Baruch Hu has his own plan. So a week ago, the chief mufti of Jerusalem, the Rav HaKollel, right, came out with a clear statement, it's a mitzvah to kill a Jew. So you want to know why they want to sell an apartment next door? Right? I'm afraid that this Arab is a fellow who likes to do mitzvahs. The issue is bechinam, right? Osel ava bechinam. V'chein kosa jesu sham, the osel aposo, avo b'schar shori. And that's the answer I got. I spoke to two of the most popular mall in the New York area last night, right? They said, we charge. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about. That's because you have a goy who has cancer of the penis, and I tell him you got to cut off the ola. Cut off the ola, he'd rather go to a moil to do it. The moil will charge him. Fine, nothing wrong with it. But a fellow who comes and says, "I want mila because I want mila, because I want to circumcise my son," but your son is a goy because his mother is a goy. Then it's also, you can't do it. Look in the Pisri Tshuva. We also learn Pisri Tshuva Yud Gimel. Ein Shach Shehisig Alateras Zorov, Shikos Atam Sholach Samos Bissoro. There was no discussion of because he's stealing our insignia, he's stealing our logo, right? That this belongs to us, this is a simon of a bris ben Am Yisrael leKadosh Baruch Hu. I said, "Vaday im roin shekavanosu lefu shori b'schar." Avol b'lav ochi osar afil b'schar. Then it is very nice. V'yesh o tam lozeh lo yekiim talas b'tsuyeses ein mochin over kachovim, because he may drift across the boundary line. Right. The Chashinan, she is lavim yischol baderech. It's not like a talis mitzvah. Yes, I sell him a talis, right, with tzitzis on it. No, why does he want a talis with tzitzis? He wants to mingle among the Jews. He wants to pick up a Jewish girl, whatever is his mind. But I give him an ability to disguise himself. We grant you that Mila is not as obvious, is not as overt a sign as a talis mitzvah. Al shei mila nirus b'chol pan kmo talis, v'chol mokam chshoshim miyu ikil. Kmo shehero Yosef miloso le'echov. Avol b'mol sheimun olo chashin alochi. B'yos taimu nirul l'rafua. That's the halacha. I don't know anyone who argues halacha l'maisa on this. It's halacha l'maisa. It's also to do mila on a goy. I don't know if this is the reason. We look in the Mil Tzedakah. He talks nicely. Something that you feel. This is a covenant. This is a bris between Kodesh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. And as a sign that the covenant is in existence, we do Mila. Right? That's our reaffirmation each time a child is born. We reaffirm the bris between Am Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu, the bris of Har Sinai. Not the bris of Avraham Avinu. That bris is separate. But the bris that we're emphasizing is Maimon Har Sinai, the bris with Kadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. So, pashtus, it doesn't make sense to give it to a goy. But the lashon is not, it doesn't make sense. It's also it's like also. Okay, go back to this article that I gave you. Also, that second relatively minor aspect, namely Tofas Dambris. What role does the Dambris play? So if you look in the Rambam, which one are we going here?
I was just wondering when Moyle does, let's say, Mila, does circumcision on a non-Jew. I've heard that sometimes they might refrain from doing mitzitza at all, as if that is a distinction between Jewish and non-Jewish.
The fellow who caused the big tumult and two babies died from herpes, that where they identified the virus coming from him, right? I have Edim Ne'emonim, right, that when he does a bris for the non-frum oilam in Rockland County, he doesn't do mitzitz at all. Not with a pear, not with a sponge, not with a tooth. He knows that mitzitz is not part of Mila. And suddenly he becomes modern and he says, it's not necessary for medical reasons, so we don't need it. Not doing mitzitza doesn't say anything except to himself. It salves his guilty conscience. He knows he just did an iso, right? So he tries to mitigate the iso by saying, I didn't do a real meal. I didn't do mitzitza. But we just finished last week emphasizing mitzitza not do with meal. The only way he could avoid the iso is by not making the chituch, that's all. You can do mila without cutting off the olo, that's fine. Yeah.
The matter that the process, the article, is that the blood circulation is cut off only after a few hours.
Right.
Perhaps the oras man, the time it takes for it to get...
With the what?
The time it takes for it to actually happen, maybe we can disconnect between the person doing it and the actual...
That's getting to it. First of all, the emphasis on it being bloodless. Right. What role does mitzitza bepeh play? We spoke. What role does dam play? Is dam a factor in mila or not? And that's what I started to say. Rama Mila, Gimel Zion. I'm afraid that's where that I. What did I just give you? No, that's an. Let me find it in yours. I think it's up just before. Where are your numbers? Don't have it. Okay. Well, I'll have to read. I'm sorry. I read it to you. It's my fault. I didn't complain last year that the last page of the Rambam was not included that we needed. So let me read you from Loshon HaRambam. Okay. I thought I have it here already. Yeah. Oh, no, no. I'm sorry. I missed. Let me back off. We're still not finished on the Mila Sakum. Sorry. Okay, that's what I just distributed to you. I gave you two Rambams, Mila Gimel Zayin and Melochim Yud Yud. Okay, look at the handout of Mila Gimel Zayin. Okay, what does he say? Akum Shesoch Lachtoch Holosav Neimako Omepne Shchin, right? Also, they saw Lachta also Shakum, a Magan also Mian Emisa Romino Seller. Alpha P Shenasis, what, mitzvah before Zu, Shalonus Kavala mitzvah. Very strange Loshon Rambam. It doesn't make sense unless you know the Rambam in Melochim. What does it mean? Nasa mitzvah. What kind of mitzvah? A goy cuts off a piece of himself and throws it away. That's a mitzvah. Lefikach in niskaven ha'akam lemila mutar yizchor lamal also. What do you want? Gerus? He wants to be a ger? That's not the Loshon Rambam. So here you have a very special halacha. And one that impacts halacha lemaisa, even on that issue of selling apartments. The shaila is, can a goy do mitzvahs? A ger toshav, according to the Rambam, I didn't give you that please, can't do mitzvahs. Not unless he's a ger toshav by my definition. Meaning, he came to Beis Din and says, I want to be a ger toshav, because Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Sheba mitzvahs b'nei Noach, and I'm bound by the those mitzvahs. Nowadays there's a small group of Noahidic Jews. Their taina is, we were commanded under Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach, and we want to observe those mitzvahs. They don't want to be Jewish. In Kol HaKavod. Trouble is, I can't do anything about it. Why? I can't make it into a mitzvah for them. Because you need a Beis Din for that. We'll discuss it in Shem in Gerus. Just as you need a Beis Din for Gerus, you need a Beis Din for Ger Toshav too. And we have no Beis Din that was authorized to do Ger Toshav conversions today. Conversion, Gerus, from Goy to Jew, we have our authority. It's the authority of the last Beis Din Smuchim after the Chorban. But they never gave us authority to do Ger Toshav. So the Rambam says, Ger Toshav has to come to Beis Din, we got no Beis Din. We have trouble with Ger Toshav. That's the problem of the apartment business. The problem is that a goy can't live in Eretz Yisrael, Api Halacha. A Ger Toshav can live in Eretz Yisrael, not in Yerushalayim. But it has to be a Ger Toshav. So to me, that has impacts on what other halacha, those you who let your mind run free. And the whole shaila of selling Eretz Yisrael Shemitah year. Right? You can sell it to a goy. It's also those sechonim. So what then they tell you? I don't sell it to a goy, I sell it to an Arab. And an Arab is a ger toshav. No, but that's not true. That's the machlokes. Is an Arab a ger toshav bizman hazeh or not? What are the possibilities? Number one, that if he's mekabel, you don't need Beis Din like the Rambam holds. Number two, ger toshav needs Beis Din only because he's coming from Ovid Avodah Zorah to ger toshav. But if he was not Ovid Avodah Zorah, if you accept the Rambam in his Igeret Temon, that the Ishmaelim are monotheistic, they're not over there by the Zohar, then maybe they don't need Gerus L'shem Ger Toshav. This is how these halachas intertwine critical halachas b'zman hazeh. Look what the Rambam says. Right. L'fikach in iskaven ha'akom l'mila mutar yisrael l'maloso. What's the Rambam Shita? That a goy can be mekabel upon himself, not a ger toshav. He wants to do this mitzvah because God said this is a mitzvah for the Jews. I like to do it also. I accept it because it's a mitzvah that God gave. I believe in God. He's a mammon in Elokei Yisrael also. He has a few other gods on the side that he also respects. He said, no, I'm going to avoid the Zohar. But among the Avid Avedas, among his list of Avedas Zoras, he'll even throw in a real God also. According to the Rambam, he's Mekayim HaMitzvah. Look at the Rambam in Melachim Yud that I gave you. Ben Noach, Sherotza Lasos Mitzvah Misha Mitzvah Satorok De Lekabel Schar, Eimonen Oso Lasoso Kilchoso. What do you mean Kilchoso? You can't teach a Goy Torah. It's also to teach a Goy Torah. No, he wants to know, he wants to know Hilchos Shabbos. Again, we'll pick it up in Geirus, so you just put it into your notes. A Geir, a Geir Toshav, according to Rashi, has to observe Shabbos. It's not listed among the Shemitz Bnei Noach. So the Rashi says, double portion. A Ger Toshav is Chayiv in Shmirah Shabbos. Why? Because since Chilul Shabbos is a denial of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and since a Ger Toshav is Mitzuveh on Isur Avodah Zarah, not to observe Shabbos is an act of Chilul Shabbos, an act of Chilul Hashem, is a denial of Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a as bizrayud Avodah Zarah. So according to Rashi, a Ger Toshav has to observe Shabbos. What kind of a Shabbos is mashma? Other Rishonim and the Ramban says beferish, like we observe Yom Tov. Melachos, soichah chalefesh, he can do, because that's not a denial of Kodesh Baruch Hu. But to go out and plow your field on Shabbos, to cut your lawn on Shabbos, that's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But you have to cook a cup of coffee. No goy sees that as a denial of Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is a whole area of halacha that's been neglected because we were in Golos. We don't like to talk that way about Goyim. Goyim can talk about us badly, but we mustn't respond. Don't respond about badly. You just tell what the halacha is. So look at the Rambam in Melachim Yud. Right. Eimon and also Lasos Kilchosa. You teach him Hilchos Shabbos. V'mhevi ola mekablim menu. Nosan tzedoko mekablim menu. V'yirali shenosan oso ani Yisrael. Meaning it's real tzedoko. When a goy gives tzedoko, you don't want to start up with him. So we save it to give it to another goy. Right? But no, don't give it to a Jew. I published it recently in the yeshiva's sefer on Haftoros. Worthwhile reading. I said something very. I reported on my relationship with the Panovich of Rav Zatzal when he was dying of intestinal cancer. And he came to the hospital and he wouldn't receive a blood transfusion unless they told him it came from a Jewish source. He wouldn't accept the Goyish blood. After I came to Yeshiva and woke up a whole bunch of boys, he had B negative blood, the rarest type of blood in America. We found four boys who had B negative blood. We took them to Mount Sinai, made the transfusion. Then we was here at the assisted living facility by that the Raboya Kehila runs here. After I used to go there every lunchtime to feed him. Finally, seemed to be better. I asked him the question of question. I said, "Talmud ani b'luman mitzorich, why didn't you take goyish blood?" And anyone knew the point of which he had a fabulous sense of humor. He burst out laughing. Aha! I figured you must be worried about that, and I didn't want to tell you. He says, "They killed my children. I don't want to be mezakeh them with a mitzvah." Goyish blood is kosher. No, not one goyish. But I should let them do a mitzvah. I said, I don't want them to do a mitzvah. A guy, an Ovid Avei Dezora, gives me tzedakah. I'm not prepared to assist him in doing mitzvahs. So I'll give it to another guy. So where there's no mitzvah tzedakah. What do you have from here? That indeed, a goy could make mila l'shem mila. That's a little bit of a solution to the problem, which none of the moalim seem to be worried about, but they should be, because every moal has at least one or two goyim on one that he's moal. But that may be an etzim. One of the moalim, the most popular moal around town, said, well, I tell the man there, you know, if you want to convert, we can use this as the first step in conversion. He hasn't told me that. The man says, oh, good idea. No. But that's also to salve his conscience. No, you can do it in his mind, l'shem gelus, when the fellow is going to go to church and give a donation after the circumcision. But it can be that if a goy would say, I know it's among the Jews, it's a big thing, circumcision. It's a mark of identity with God. I would like that also. That's what Chuli can do. That would be mutter to do. Well, by the way, until that article appeared, I had no intention of discussing this year in Mila. Yeah. It's a lot more to discuss. But again, I warn you, as I told you when we started, Yosel Mimashe Kosafti Kan Yesh Lefnechem. There's even more than that's in here that you should be familiar with. Alachas Kam Bokama, not to rely on two shiurim to say that you covered Hilchos Mila. Okay, someone does.
In the hospitals, OBGYNs often do the circumcisions. So often the resident is asked to do the circumcision. So in that case, he's not getting paid any extra money to do the circumcision. So what would be the din in that case?
I think we could find a heter for that. It's not that getting extra money, that's part of his salary. He's being paid to do that. That's not so bad. That we can live with. What you can live with is when he asks you to assist in abortion, then you got a problem. But on some circumcision, that's not so terrible. Abortion, you have no heter that you did it for money. Okay, let's see. The time is running. Let's go to skip now a little bit. Okay, critical issue that every rov has to face, namely a delayed bris. Just to make it quick, we look to page 49. There's the end of a tshuva. My shver zatzal. Betinuk shechosel hamishkal haroyu. Okay. And nowadays, and many of you must have picked it up in your reading, that the most serious OBGYN obstetrical issue medically is low weight. Why? I think two reasons. One, because there's been a tremendous increase in multiple births, right? Like a doubling of twins there. Why? Because you have to give shvach. I'm sure some of you here are married, and some of you have children already. You can't take all that for granted, not getting married, not having children. 30%+ of all so-called healthy couples have trouble getting pregnant. This is Why? Nobody knows. What happened? Possibly environmental conditions, the chazarai we eat, the air we breathe, who knows? But that's a fact. So 30% of the people who want children go to what's known as assisted reproduction technology, ART. So they get shot up with hormones, etc., etc. End result is they have more than one baby at a time. They have twins. Why? Because they do in vitro. They fertilize a whole bunch of eggs. The doctor doesn't have enough confidence to put in one fertilized egg. He wants it to work. So in America, there's still no law against it. And that's why you had, a few years ago, remember, someone gave birth to 8 children, who, by the way, had 6 other children. Not she was infertile or anything. All to make the papers. But in Australia, it's against the law to put in more than 2 fertilized eggs. England is fighting for 1. England has the same thing, 2. England's fighting for why? That evidence seems to be, if everything is going right, 1 egg is enough. And things are not going right, then 8 eggs don't make any difference. But nevertheless, that is the reality. So you have low birth weight. When someone gives birth to twins, there's a low birth weight. Even though one of my Talmidim from many years back just had twins, and one was 7 pounds, the other one was 8 pounds. So it doesn't matter who. Nevertheless, usually it's 3 pounds and 4 pounds, and giving birth at the beginning of the 8th, as we'll see in the Rambam. Therefore, you have to delay the bris. So here, a very important tshuva, b'tinuk shechosel ha-mishkol ha-royu. What's halacha b'tinuk that's chole? From the time he gets well, you have to count 7 days, otherwise it's mila tov zmano. A child who is ill, where the halacha says you shouldn't do mila, if you do mila, it's no different than if you do the mila on his 2nd day or 3rd day of birth. So here, an important medical halachic decision. That low birth weight is not an illness. While under that low birth weight, under that limit, it's dangerous to make a meal on him, to put stress on him. But the moment he passes over, and the rule today is 5 pounds, he becomes 5 pounds 1 ounce, then you make the meal. You don't have to wait 7 days to do it. If, however, you look at the last paragraph, and it's an extreme case. Hayilodim shenikru blue babies. Anyone know what a blue baby is? Okay, a blue baby is a problem in that the circulatory system didn't switch to adult. A baby has a shunt that takes the blood away from its lungs because the baby's not using the lungs in utero. The moment the baby is born, within minutes, that shunt clamps down and the blood now goes the right way into the lungs. Sometimes it doesn't clamp down tight. So there's leakage into the lungs and out of the lungs, and not out of the lungs. That's called a blue baby. Why? The baby looks blue because of poor circulation, right? And a blue baby, right? There, he says, there, of course, there's no greater illness than that, right? Then, Sir Lahamten Zayin Yomim, Ach Shekava Omo Aofim Shu. Once the doctors say he's okay, then you wait 7 days. We have today the biggest shaila of all is jaundice, bilirubin. Okay? I wrote it up for you on page 135 in English. You look at it later, I'll just tell you quickly. Chances are you won't understand what I wrote anyway. What's jaundice? All of you people know, some of you have heard, they went in for a bilirubin test. Okay. The Molin today will not make mila if the bilirubin is higher than 12. Okay. You ask them, what's bilirubin? They'll tell you, Chaim Rubin's brother. And the slightest idea what it's all about. A baby with bilirubin 12 is perfectly healthy. Healthier than a baby with bilirubin 5. bilirubin is perfectly safe if the doctor says, I see nothing wrong with the baby, and the bilirubin is 18, we make mila bismano. It's hard to get mila bismano nowadays because the bilirubin is often above 12. You know a little bit of mathematics, you know what a mode is? The mode means most common number among babies who are nursed by the mother, which causes a higher bilirubin, right, is 13.6 on day 5. So you can imagine by day 8, right, it's not going to be 0. It'll drop. That's the only statistic I was able to find. It's 13.6 on day 5. That's mode, meaning more babies have that number than the other number. Yet they do the bilirubin on day 3, 4, 5, and they tell it, oh, it's 14, it's 15. So what? This is a decision that doctors make, not mole and not rabbonim. If a pediatrician says the baby is healthy and the bilirubin doesn't bother him, the bilirubin is the breakdown of red blood vessels. Since when he's born, something else happens to him. Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chokhmoso knew what he was doing. The main cause of cancer is what's known as free radicals that attack the cell. Free radicals are made by breathing oxygen. When a baby begins to breathe oxygen, he makes massive amounts of free radicals. So Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't let the liver begin to function. Bilirubin means the liver isn't working well. So bilirubin stays high, and bilirubin is the most effective sponge of free radicals we know. Grabs all the free radicals. Then the liver kicks in, and the bilirubin then is converted to bile, which you need to digest fats in your belly. Yeah. This is a business that a doctor has to be involved in. Molim have no right to be involved in this business. Rabbonim have a right, have a duty to be involved because they're supposed to know what's happening. So therefore, this is, to me, there isn't a month goes by where I don't have a battle, right, with a moil. There, he won't do the mila. It's unbelievable how effective my argument is. You don't do the mila, I have a moil who'll do the mila. And suddenly, somehow it seems the bilirubin drops suddenly. Yeah, it's much better. Yeah. The halacha is that bilirubin can be as high as 18 and no problem. It can be as high as 19 and 20, most likely, no problem. As long as the doctor has evidence, it's not a liver problem. That the liver is otherwise, except for the bilirubin, the liver is fine. You may do the blood. Bilirubin is easy. You do a little pinprick, but they don't bother doing all the tests. On a pinprick of blood, you can do all the tests you can possibly imagine nowadays. They can check the liver function, etc., no problem. If the baby is a chole, then you indeed have that halacha. You have to wait 7 meis leis, right, until the baby, until you can make then mila, what's called mila bismana. But the idea of postponing mila bismana, which is itself is a mitzvah, true, you can make mila lachazman, but that's not mila bismana. The mitzvah was to do it on the 8th day. That was the original deal we made with the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. Okay. We only have a few minutes to what we have here. I want to finish on Dambris. He said on this new device, as well as we discussed it last week, on the old device, the Gamco and the Bronstein clamp, that you can make mila that's bloodless. How significant is that? Okay. Akam Shemol. Right. Wait, we'll do it faster. You have the page open there, right? Look on page 46. You have it in the Eagles. you see on the left hand, first column on the left hand side, the last paragraph. B'dvar mulo lechal shabbat b'faresh shemol tinuk. Kosa b'gemor shedinuk akum. And therefore, tzorch la'ata b'imenu dam bris. Look at the Rambam over there. Rambam says no. Akum shemol. It's also for a goy to b'mal. B'mol akum. Ain't tzorch la'ata b'imenu dam bris. He doesn't see that as a separate union. In other words, you missed it, you missed it. Others hold dam bris as an ikar in the mila. Look at the Lashon in the Igros. Right? So var amor shel sora dam bris, right? There he says, when we walk on a top of Zambris, we shouldn't see plukte rav vosu shom. What is whether it needs or not? The Rambam Paskin says you don't need Zambris. How about a goy comes, a gale comes, he's already circumcised. An adult gale comes familiar. Halacha l'maisa, we make a top of Zambris. But you have to understand, a top of Zambris means just that. Tipa Zambris, you don't need a doctor. If the Rav wants to do it himself, he's perfectly capable of doing it himself. I've done it many times, a hypodermic needle, just the needle itself, and a pinprick around the atova. Drop a blood couple out, that's it. That's a tough as Zambris. Do you need a tough as Zambris? It's machlokes rishonim there. Whether it stands alone or whether it's part of Mila itself, and then there was Mila without it, it's also good. Others hold not. Say, Halacha L'maaseh, since it's no big deal, Halacha L'maaseh, almost everybody is machmir. We make a tovah zambris in all cases. Namely, what are the cases we need a tovah zambris? Nowadays, the child was circumcised in the hospital on day four. The day before, there was no Mila. So he's a goy who came mole. Either you make a tovah zambris or not a tovah zambris, machlokas, right? Yeah. But again, halacha l'maaseh, I don't know of anyone who disagrees that we do make a tovah zambris, not looked upon as causing tzar unnecessarily, etc., etc. Okay. Anything? Since I want to switch off Mitzvah next week to Gerus, which needs much more attention. There, anything on your minds that you'd like to clarify? Do it now, do it next week. But on Gerus, I would appreciate if you do a little homework before and start reading what we gave you on Gerus, the Gemaras, the Sadugon, all the Rambams, etc. And mainly the complex tshuvas. What's the big issue in Gerus? Okay. The big issue in Gerus is, are they telling you the truth? That's the big issue. Does he really want to be a Jew, or does he want to be the kind of Jew that he wants to be? The understanding has to be, the halacha allows for no other interpretation. Right now, you want to become a Jew, you got to check off all the boxes. 613 boxes got to be checked off. You leave out one, it's an invalid application. Realize how difficult that is, Bismana said. When the Shaila is, whether the Bezdin, which must be involved, whether they understand what their requirements are, they also have to be trematerial mitzvahs, all 613. And we will, Mitzvah, we'll start on that point a bit next week. See you have Mincha.